It is hour number two of Garden Talk live at KSRO. Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher in the KSRO greenhouse. And thank you, as we know so many of you have listened to the program and supported the program since 1987. We're thrilled to be the longest running radio gardening show in the United States of America from Santa Rosa, California. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, you can reach us at 636-1350, area code 707, or steve at ksro.com. We got an email last night from Italy with a question from a Sonoma County resident who is vacationing in Italy, but their question could not wait. We will get to that in just a few minutes and address that. And they're listening online to the program this morning. I just got another email. It says, "Hi, Steve. About your fig tree, have to defray rats. How about hanging dryer sheets in your fig tree? Has anyone ever thought of that?" And that's from Francesca in Healdsburg. Well, I never thought of hanging dryer sheets in my fig tree. Have you heard of that? One to maybe deter rats or maybe birds? I don't know if they
No, but I've heard of, you know, CDs, you know, when they have that.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
The reflecting CDs. All right.
Yep. You know, that makes sense because I wonder, well, if you put enough of them out there, even around the perimeter of the tree, that rats will smell the fragrance on the dryer sheets instead of your ripening figs. And then they'll say, oh, there's nothing there.
Should I hang a dryer sheet right next to my ripening fig right there?
Well, you have how many? So you're going to have I'm thinking towards the outside part of the tree.
God, I hope Martha Stewart never comes over to my backyard. She'll just be appalled.
Well, you said that the tree's along a fence. Yeah. And they walk along the horizontal.
What I should do, I should spray the mouthwash along the railing on the top of the fence. Maybe they, because that's how they're getting access. I think they're coming down the top of the fence and then into the fig tree. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should do that. And then hang some dryer sheets also.
Mm-hmm. I would do everything. And I would, well, you know what? I wouldn't put one, I would leave one or two exposed. I wouldn't put that metal wrapping that you do.
Yeah.
And see if it works. Because you're not going to know if you're going to put metal on it. Why do everything
you
else?
You know, I'm going to do that, Gwen.
A fig sacrifice.
I know I've got a fig that'll be ripe in a day or two that's really getting juicy and fat. And I know the rats are just biding their time. So what I'll do, I'll unwrap my galvanized metal from around that fig. And I'll hang a dryer sheet next to it as an experiment. And see if maybe that repels them.
Well, that next to it.
That's why
move down, it a little, put it a little further away.
Well, how far? Six just, inches? 7 inches?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't want it too far.
Sure. Well, that's one sheet smells up the whole dryer, so you can imagine it's sitting outside.
But that's a closed environment in the dryer.
Yeah, but I think they. Okay.
I'm going to try it. It'd be an experiment, and I'll report back next week.
Better yet, why don't you just wrap the fig in the dryer sheet?
Oh, there's an idea.
There you go.
Gwen, now wait a second. That you may be onto something.
Yeah, can you imagine what they would taste like when you go to eat them?
You think the smell would permeate the fig?
Probably. I don't know.
Let's move on. No. I'm liking all these. I'm writing these
You're
down.
You're obsessed.
These are innovative ideas. 636-1350. If you'd like to reach us in the greenhouse, we would love to hear from you. No one on hold, which is great. We didn't have to carry over anyone from hour number one of Garden Talk. So we get a fresh start. You can reach us in the greenhouse. And anything that's on your mind this morning, bugs eating your basil, or problems with fungal problems, what to plant now that the fall weather is soon going to be here. Well, we're getting another hot spell this coming week. 636-1350, or you need some landscaping suggestions, 636-1350. Or if you just want to chat about some successes that you've had this summer in your garden, your vegetables, fruits, well, please, we always love to hear success stories. You've had a bumper crop of fill in the blank. So it inspires both us and our listeners this morning. 636-1350. Well, your column was in the Press Democrat this morning, Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
And what an interesting topic you tackled. Banana plants can be beautiful but may need to be protected. So you had a question from a reader asking about they were gifted an ornamental banana plant in a 5-gallon pot and they'd like to buy a couple more, but first they need some help as to where to plant it and how to care for them. So we know over the years of doing the show that bananas can grow in Sonoma County.
But it says an ornamental banana plant.
Well, that should be easier to grow, shouldn't it? banana
No, they
fruits?
Probably like the same growing conditions as a banana plant that produces bananas. But, you know, we don't have the climate, really, to produce bananas unless they're really small and then you protect it in any way you can. Or you live in an area like out in Forestville, they have that banana belt mm-hmm. area, because I know a few people out there that have small plants
and
they
fruit.
They get some bananas off of them. So it is possible, you know, the right plant in the right place, then you'll be very successful. But if you don't want to grow the plant for the bananas and you just love that big, gigantic trunk that it makes, or well, I should say not big, there's all different varieties now, dwarf ones, semi-dwarf, really big ones, but they make that nice big, it's called a pseudo stem, sounds like a false stem, it looks like a tree trunk, but it's not, it's just a giant stem of this plant, and they have those big gigantic leaves. They come in a few different colors, and you know, most of them can handle full sun, but I think if you give them a little bit of reprieve from the late afternoon sun, especially when it gets to be 95, 105 degrees, yeah, they would appreciate being in the shade a bit. And, you know, they keep their color for a long time, and then they grow moderately fast. And in the wintertime, if you could wrap some few layers of frost cloth around them and protect them, I probably wouldn't prune them back until early spring when you see new growth coming out from the center of the stem. Then you get a nice paring knife or something and you can cut back those big leaves that look pretty ugly. You cut them back all the way to the base of the plant. Mm-hmm. And so you get rid of all that ugliness, and then here comes a new leaves, and they're quite stunning. They make a nice accent plant. They work really well in containers. If you have two big containers, and or even, you know, one container, it's a specimen plant, an accent plant, or you want to use them as a focal point into a walkway or something. But you know, where I have seen them growing, my neighbor even has one in her backyard,
and they are both they're both evergreen and deciduous, both.
Well, they can be semi. It depends on our winter, how far back they die back, and really how far you have to cut them back in the spring. So don't do any pruning until, like you would with your other frost-sensitive plants. You wait till you start to see some new growth come out, then you know where to cut the dead stuff off. But they will survive our winters. And you do need to protect them more if we're going to get down into the high teens or low 20s. No. Like I said earlier, just wrap them up with some frost cloth. And if you plant them in strategic locations too, against near a house or even under a tree, that would help protect it from frost and whatnot.
So these get pretty big.
Some of them can. They have some dwarf varieties out there that, you know, they're really beautiful plants. They do like regular watering, though. They're not a drought-tolerant plant, so that's why I think if you put them in a big container and you plant things at the base of the plant, boy, that's going to look... You talk about tropical. You'd really get that tropical look.
So that was a great answer you provided to Lori, a very in-depth answer, and that's in today's Press Democrat. 636-1350, if you'd like a word with us, we would love to chat with you this morning about any and all gardening questions you have. Let's see, we'll take a break now. Why don't we go to the email question we got from Lisa about some landscaping suggestions, and she's sent us this email from Italy last night.
Okay.
It's Garden Talk live at KSRO. No one on hold at this moment, so a great time to get in with a question or comment at 636-1350. And, of course, you can email us anytime, steve@ksro.com. On the Good Food Hour today, we will journey up to Kelseyville to chat with the chairwoman of this year's 23rd annual Kelseyville Pear Festival happening next Saturday. We have been supporting this festival for over 20 years. It started back in 1996, and we're thrilled to make sure that people know all about the still thriving pear industry in Kelseyville. John Ash has some great pear recipes, which we'll post on our KSRO website. We'll also welcome into the KSRO kitchen Chef Marc-Henri Baptiste. You've not heard of him probably, but you will today. His company is Maison Barcella. He is a master charcuterier, making world-class charcuterie and prosciutto, works right here in Santa Rosa, and you'll get to meet him this morning on the show. More after this.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderfully fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. There's an abundance and wide variety of heirloom tomatoes, early girls, beefsteak, sun golds, and more. Don't miss this year's peaches, nectarines, pears, and apples. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, balsamic vinegar, marinades, tea blends, to hummus, and handmade pastas. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Start your day with friends at the market. They're here to greet you year-round, Wednesday and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1, at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun. Stand up to bullying with Community Matters. Attend the Upstander Revolution event on Thursday, October 3rd at La Rosa Tequileria and Grill in Santa Rosa. Join them from 5 to 7:30 p.m. for nibbles, no host libations, student speakers, and a silent auction, all to support seeing their Safe School Ambassadors program in every school in Sonoma County. Purchase tickets at community-matters.org/events. Proudly sponsored by Amaturo Sonoma Media Group, W Real Estate, and Mechanics Bank.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Mark West Area Chamber of Commerce is hosting a community fair and business showcase, bringing our neighborhood together for a free afternoon to celebrate our community. Enter to win one of four $200 raffle prizes or bid on silent auction items with proceeds supporting the regrowth of the Mark West area. Sample wine, beer, and food from our fabulous local businesses. Lots of games and activities for kids, too. That's the 29th Annual Mark West Community Fair and Business Showcase, Thursday, September 26th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the LBC.
Healdsburg Lumber Company and Hudson Street Design serve contractors and homeowners in Northern California. Here's General Manager Jill Gaylor.
Hudson Street Design is staffed with experienced, highly trained professionals and offers the finest products in Sonoma County for windows, doors, finished hardware, skylights, cabinetry, window coverings, and plumbing fixtures. Choose Hudson Street Design.
Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber Company. HudsonStreetDesign.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
So glad you could join us. 636-1350, the direct number into the KSRO greenhouse. And hey, Gwen, I think it's happy fall time, isn't it? Pretty much.
Yeah, tomorrow is the first day of fall already. Wow.
Yeah, and still hot weather upon us. Temperatures in the upper 80s, probably into the 90s next week. Looks like we're going to get some more heat. And traditionally, some of our hottest weather, as we know, is all through October.
Yeah.
When suddenly in mid to later October, we suddenly change. Although the leaves are changing, things are falling, but temperatures still are pretty high. So continue to take care in your garden.
But the mornings, the evening temperatures are getting a little bit colder,
and yeah,
it's
upper
40s. More crisp.
It is.
Feeling in the morning. Yeah.
So we have a email that needs some attention. Hi, Steve and Gwen. I would like your advice on trees and bushes selected for my landscape. I'm beginning to rebuild my front yard in Fountain Grove, keeping with the new succulent xeriscape design as the backyard. Due to a loss of trees, the front yard currently gets full sun from noon to about 5 p.m., and it has clay soils. And she says, for the bushes, I picked out the red bird of paradise. And for some trees, I'd like to use Museum Palo Verde. Do you have any experiences with either of these growing in Santa Rosa? Will they make it through the winter? And Lisa's emailing us from Italy. She's there for the next couple of weeks, so hopefully she can listen online to Garden Talk. And if she can't, then she can call us for a follow-up when she gets back to Santa Rosa. So are you familiar with either of those plants, Gwen?
I am with the red bird of paradise, Calsalopinia. I forgot how the Latin name doesn't matter.
So this grows in Sonoma County?
No, it's not a very popular shrub. But believe it or not, my friend Jim Lang has got that growing in his backyard in Petaluma. Mm-hmm. And hi, Pat, because his wife's listening to the show. So hi.
Is it more a desert type plant?
It's more of a drought tolerant plant. It likes full sun. Yeah, I mean, if you want to call it a deserty type plant. Yeah, both of these are actually. And they both don't overwinter very well. The red bird of paradise. Well, it's a beautiful flower. It's kind of hard to. It's a perennial shrub. It does lose its leaves. No, it doesn't lose its leaves. I think it's evergreen.
Oh, all right.
I'm pretty sure that guy's evergreen. Yellowy flowers, a hint of orange on it. Mm-hmm. They have little shoots that come out. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's a big, beautiful flower. It's a big multi-trunked shrub. The leaves kind of look like the mimosa leaves acacia leaves, if you want. So it needs a nice spot in your yard. That's the hottest place you can find. But it needs good draining soil.
Well, Petaluma does have that.
Yeah. This plant, the red bird of paradise, it's nothing related to the bird of paradises.
The one we know, the common
yeah,
one.
Nothing. They call it this because this flower, I don't know, something to do with the flowers looking like bird of paradise flowers. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it does reseed. And Jim has a few of these plants coming up in his yard. They're already like 3 or 4 feet high. He'll dig them up, put them in 5-gallon containers. And if and when the one that's in the ground doesn't make it because we have too much rain and it rots or it freezes to death, whatever, then he'll just take that plant from the 5-gallon and replant it. Grows fairly fast. And it's a stunning plant. It's really beautiful. But
I'm not sure if Lisa's soil up in Fountain Grove, if it's more clay soil.
Oh, she says here, yeah, clay soil.
Then it's not really going to
work
too well.
And plus, it doesn't like our cold weather. So that wouldn't be my choice of plants for a front yard. You know, you could put it in the backyard, put it in a pot if you want, protect it and whatnot. But this Museum Palo Verde, Cercidium, that's one of those plants that is more deserty and likes a good draining soil, doesn't like a lot of organic matter in the soil.
Deciduous.
Yeah, that is a deciduous tree. Pretty yellow flowers on it. I mean, if you go in New Mexico and Arizona, places like that, that's where you'll find both of these plants. So she has that taste.
So you certainly shouldn't be overwatering this one if it's more of a
You know what, though? It's going to kill it is in the wintertime when we get rain, and the soil is wet for too long, and the clay soil, that's it's going to probably die of root rot. So these guys, you know, I wouldn't choose either one of them. Sorry, Lisa. There are a lot of other drought-tolerant plants that do well here in Sonoma County. So,
and for this high desert plant, you certainly wouldn't want to mulch it with redwood or fir bark or anything
like
that.
Probably wouldn't want, probably rocks or something it would like. But no, I mean, our soil condition, number one, is not the best for these guys.
It'd be interesting if anyone listening has grown these plants. Robert Jim, of course, has grown the first
one. And I've seen one of the red bird of paradises along Broadway in Sonoma, turning south of the plaza, right there in the corner behind this iron fence. That was the first time I ever saw it. And I sent a photo to my garden friend Cara, who I used to work with at Cottage Gardens, and she identified it as this red bird of paradise. Next thing you know, Jim has one in his backyard, that's the only two I know of.
So it looks like if she's wedded to both of these, the better choice, if one might survive, is the red bird of paradise, because you've seen these around Sonoma County.
Not in clay soil. It's like growing apricot trees and cherry trees.
Well, I wonder in Sonoma, though. Sonoma has a lot of clay soil.
Yeah,
too.
But this person who has it out in their front yard there, they have other succulents and drought-tolerant plants, so they must have done something to their soil to really improve the drainage because their yard looks beautiful.
And if anybody's grown the Desert Museum Palo Verde, give us a call. We'd like more information if anybody has that. But you're going to say probably better choices for Lisa when she re-landscapes her
She can give us a call or another email at some point, and then we'll think of some other plants that would do better for her front yard.
There's your answer, Lisa. 636-1350. We cleared both a number of email questions, and our phones are not occupied at this moment, so you can reach us.
And like I said, if she really loves to have these plants, then you can put them in containers and protect them, move them around, or do whatnot with them.
We can take more calls now. 636-1350, live Garden Talk, as always, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on North Bay News Talk KSRO. Don't go away at 11:05, Chef John Ash and I move into the KSRO kitchen.
Switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor. Or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Walter Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center in Santa Rosa.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing suit, the first thing they ask me, after they tell me how amazing I look, is where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your free consultation with Dr. Tom, please call 542-8346. That's 542-8346.
Look younger by Monday.
Call 542-8346 or visit Dr. Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa or online at laserandvein.com.
If you have emotional pain and thoughts of suicide, you're not alone. There is hope. Please call 1-800-273-TALK. If you believe someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please go to suicideispreventable.org to learn the warning signs of suicide, Kaiser Permanente, The Smart Train, mental health professionals, and leading North Bay companies are coming together to prevent suicide in our community. Join us, and together, we have the power to save lives.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2019 North Bay Women's Expo, October 26th at the Grayton Resort Casino Ballroom in Rohnert Park. Reserve your tickets for one of two afterlife experience sessions with medium Karen Peterson. She sells out everywhere she goes. Be a part of the fun with Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Brandi Glanville. Meet and greet, book signing, and enter for your chance to run the Real Housewives Gauntlet on stage, judged by Brandi. Go online to North Bay Women's Expo.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Warmer and drier temps for the weekend. Today's sunny at 89, 73 along the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 53, 52 on the shores. A few clouds for Sunday, but still in the high 80s, high 87 in Santa Rosa, 72 in Bodega Bay. Monday, blue skies at 90, 73 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
It is Garden Talk. It is live. It is KSRO. It is Santa Rosa, California. You can shoot us an email. You want a plant ID'd? We can do it here in the laboratory. Steve@KSRO.com. Or a suggestion for a planting in a tough place in your yard or garden, or what to transition into fall as we're right kissing the breath of fall in just the next several hours, what to be putting in your yard or garden, or a fungal or insect problem. We take it all as it comes. All you need to do is just chat with us for a bit, either via email or 636-1350. Hi, Steve and Gwen. Any idea what this plant is? Is it a weed? Is it something I should keep? And that's from Karen in Santa Rosa. And she sent us a photo of this plant, Gwen, and it just looks green to me. Do you have any idea what this is that Karen has growing in her yard?
That's a nice little compact plant with scallopy leaves on it, all coming out from a rosette, like the base of the plant. You know, it's all coming, leaves are coming out from all directions.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I hate to tell her, that's a weed called cheeseweed.
C-H-E-E-S-E, cheeseweed.
Yeah, common name, malva, blah, 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 blah. It's a mallow. Unfortunately, it does, pull it out. It's in between. It's growing along her walkway there with all the other beautiful perennials that she has. It has a long taproot, so that plant is probably about a foot wide or so. You're not going to be able to easily pull it out of the ground. It's going to be a chore. So get a shovel and dig it out.
See Does if it
you
reseed?
Get the taproot. Yes, it can reseed. If it flowers, it doesn't flower for very long. It has little white flowers on them. 1 minute they're flowering, the next thing they're not. And then the next spring, all these little babies start coming up, and then you have a big mess. So hopefully it didn't flower already for her, and she missed it, and then she's got seeds all over the place. But get a shovel, dig down as far as you can, pull out the entire root, long tap root, and there you go.
Cheeseweed.
Cheeseweed.
Be away. Away with you. So you had mentioned during the break that you got together with a friend of yours this week who was having problems with bok choy.
Yes.
Some insect or fungal problem.
All these holes in the leaves.
What did you think it was initially when you looked at this bok choy? Did it look like earwig damage to you?
Well, I always think of snails and slugs instead of earwigs.
Oh.
But yeah, those three guys can do the same kind of damage. But when I was looking at the leaves very closely, I see those little black specks of excrement from some insect.
On top of the leaves?
No, not on top of the leaves, because the plant grows in like a vase type shape. So I don't know if it did its business down at the base of the plant where the leaves come out from or what. But we were moving the leaves, opening up the plant very carefully. And here's the little tiny cabbage looper worm. You know that white butterfly that flies around in your yard, looks like he's drunk? Okay,
yes.
Well, they lay their eggs under the leaves, and then they produce these little worms, and they blend in with the color of the leaf that they're eating. So it's very difficult to see. And they're pretty tiny, too. They're probably a half an inch long by maybe a quarter of an inch wide.
And they
they're
hide
lime green.
Down?
Yeah, they're hiding there because it was a warm day.
Oh.
So they sit out there, and then when it cools off, they crawl out, and they start chewing holes in the leaves. Oh. Or, you know, they just anchor their body in one spot, and they'll chew along the edge of the leaf and then go back and forth and back and forth. But nonetheless, they have ferocious appetites. And if you have more than one, then there goes a whole plant, especially a young plant. So the best way to do it is to get some tweezers or something, use your fingers, and pull them out when you see them. The best thing to do is when you first plant your plants or sow seeds is to put a row cover over them. So those little butterflies can't come and land on the plant and lay their eggs and inoculate your plants.
And so what's it called?
Cabbage loopers.
They're just cabbage loopers.
Yeah.
But they're so microscopic, they're difficult to see.
Well, no, not microscopic. They're half inch long about.
Oh, that's pretty big.
About a quarter inch wide. Right. But they blend in with the color of the leaves, it's difficult to see them.
Okay.
But when you see their little black poops, you know they're there somewhere, and you know that's the problem.
So frass, is that what they call this? So hand tweezer, hand picking.
Well,
is
to get
really
down into the crotch there, the tweezers work really well. And squish them and kill them.
Well, that was a great diagnosis for that bok choy plant.
Well, took me a while to figure it out, but
there also another thing you had mentioned during the break. You said, "Oh, I've got to tell you about these crazy hornets that a friend of mine has." What's this about?
Have you ever heard, has anyone ever heard of bald? And I say that with my accent. Nobody knows what I'm saying. B-A-L-D.
Yeah.
Bald-faced hornets. And they're not actually a hornet, but a yellow jacket wasp.
Well, I'm sure there's some entomologists out there that probably know about it, but what?
They make a paper nest, paper wasps looking nest, and they're very aggressive if you get too close to their nest and they feel that it's threatened, and they'll sting you just like yellow jackets do time and time again. But otherwise, these guys fly around and they eat yellow jackets and flies. Yes.
So they're carnivorous, of course.
Yes.
So
yes,
they're eating flies. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Do they eat bees?
I don't know. I didn't find that out yet. But my friend was telling me she has horses, and she's like, geez, I don't really have a fly problem like I used to.
But are these aggressive? Do they sting?
Yeah, if you get too close to their nest.
Mm-hmm.
Her neighbor got stung several times because she was curious and walked up to this nest that they found growing in a tree and along the street. And but she's happy as a clam because she doesn't have many flies around her horses and doesn't have a problem with yellow jackets. So
but
I've never heard of this guy.
You're going to do some more investigating.
Yeah, I'm going to go out there and take a picture from a distance.
Bald-faced from a distance. Good.
Yes.
Bald-faced hornets. Well,
yeah,
thank you for that.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to a follow-up on that. Sally would like to chat ground covers with you, calling from Guitati this morning. Welcome into the greenhouse at KSRO. Hi, Sally.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
It occurred to me that I have help. All I need to do is call in.
Right.
So here I am.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, I've been kind of redoing my yard after having my house painted. And I have an area it's the area I want to start with. It's like a little mound that I made for my potted Japanese maple to sit on, kind of an Asian theme. And I want to put in some ground cover that I don't need to mow. I'm only talking about an area that's maybe, at the most 7 feet square right now to see how it does. It doesn't get a lot of sun. It just gets intermittent sun through it's a bottle brush tree that's grown up. And all I have right now there is some gravel mixed in with old Katati soil. So I'm wondering how to start this project and what ground covers would be good to try.
Well, as long as you have enough soil for plants to grow in, that's okay that you have this Katati rock in there. But if it's very rocky and, you're going to dig a hole and there's more rocks and soil, then you're going to have to do some sifting and take out as much of the rock as you can. Maybe bring in some compost and mix it into the soil then, and then you'll have a good start for the plants. So there's quite a few plants that come to mind that you could jot down and look these guys up.
I'm ready.
There is a campanula that's a low-growing one, Muralis. M is in Mary, U-R-A-L-I-S. And I think there's another long Latin name that begins with a P that's another low-growing bellflower is what it is. And they have these pretty bluish, purpley flowers in the spring, and they bloom for quite a while. And you don't do anything to them. You just leave that alone. You can do a combination of plants, too. You don't have to just plant one thing, okay?
Okay. Now, this is a ground cover that I have two little dogs, so they may be running over it once it's really well established.
Okay.
I can keep them off it for a while, but eventually I wanted to have it open.
Yeah, that'll be okay. The little dogs can run on it once in a while, as long as they don't. If they're going to make a pathway through it and run on the same spot over and over again, then that's probably not going to be good. But there are some, the mondo grasses. There's the black mondo grass and the green mondo grass. Those would be.
Oh, well, that's still in. Okay.
They'll spread and they'll look fine.
Okay.
There's variegated liriope, L-I-R-I-O-P-E. I don't know if there's a common name. Liriope. It's really pretty. Another grassy-like short plant. Then there's some of the sedums that do well in the shade. Ogon, I think, is one. It's a pretty yellow one. There's a variegated one, one that has like a little bit of whitish, greenish pink in it. So you just check your nurseries for the sedums that will grow well in the shade.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. What about water?
Water, well, everybody can take a little bit of overhead water. The sedums are pretty drought tolerant, so you don't have to worry about them once they get established. But if you do give them some, like you could stand there with the hose, and just water them. I probably wouldn't put a drip system to each one. It would be better.
Yeah, I have a...
Sorry?
Okay. I was going to say I have a little sprinkler I had planned to use. It just throws water out in a little circle.
Okay. That would work.
Yeah.
That would work.
Okay.
So,
okay. Now, is this a good time to start this, or should I wait till spring?
I would wait another month or so after the 90-plus degree weather goes away. But, you know, a lot of nurseries are going to be having fall sales and whatnot, so take advantage of those.
Okay.
And, yeah, fall would be a good time to be planting. Another few varieties of dead nettle, I think, is the common name. Lamium.
Oh.
L as in Larry. L-A-M as in Mary. L-A-M-I-U-M. Lamium. There's silver-colored, silver-leafed ones. They have pink flowers, white flowers. There's variegated varieties. Those are low-growing and really pretty. You know, look for lighter foliage that will brighten up this darker shade area. And, you know, even though I said mondo grass, if you plant that with something that has, you know, color to it, you'd have some nice contrasts.
Yes, so it would be okay to mix them, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, why not?
That sounds good.
Just read up on how big everyone's going to get so you'll know exactly where to plant everyone, and then something's not going to crowd out another plant, and there you go. You can even plant corabels. There's a lot of varieties out there that have those lime green colored leaves, and, you know, maybe whatever color leaves your Japanese maple's going to turn, you can pick a corabel that will have complementary colors. And that would be really pretty, too.
Oh, okay, good. Great. Okay, well, thank you. Okay. These are wonderful ideas. I knew as soon as I heard your program, as I usually listen to, I thought, oh, I should just call in.
There you go. Thank you.
I appreciate your expertise.
Thank you. And you're going to have to call us back and let me know what you chose.
No, she needs to send us a photo in January, February.
I was going to say, I got the before picture, so I'll be happy to send you the after.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Looking forward. Thank you, Sally.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good hearing from
you.
Have
fun.
We'll take a break. Nice. I actually am looking forward to seeing some of those that she plants out in October, November.
Yeah. You know, I have a bad habit of going through my yard and telling people of plants that I have in my yard. So these, just so Sally knows, these are tried and true, and I have them, and they all look good, and so far so good.
We can go right back to calls after this break, 636-1350, to join us live in the KSRO Greenhouse.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Hi folks, this is the Deckmaster, Weston Levins, with a tip for anybody who is about to build a new wood deck, fence, or patio cover. Before you build your project, pre-coat every board on four sides with Q-Tec Extreme Wood Finish. You can stack the wood while it is still wet and then give it a finish coat when you're done building. Q-Tec Extreme has unparalleled penetration into even the densest hardwoods. Once inside, it repels moisture from the inside out. This dramatically increases wood stability and reduces cupping, warping, and cracking. That's why when Professional Deck Builder magazine conducted a two-year test of outdoor wood finishes, they rated Q-Tec Extreme as the best. It was the best in penetration, color retention, and ease of application. Ask for Q-Tec, C-U-T-E-K. Q-Tec Extreme is available at Healdsburg Lumber, Sonoma Paints, and Plaza Paints.
Distributed by Deck Supply Warehouse, LLC, Windsor, California. For more information about Q-Tec Extreme, go to DeckSupplyWarehouse.com.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderfully fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. There's an abundance and wide variety of heirloom tomatoes, early girls, beefsteak, sun golds, and more. Don't miss this year's peaches, nectarines, pears, and apples. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, balsamic vinegar, marinades, tea blends, to hummus, and handmade pastas. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Start your day with friends at the market. They're here to greet you year-round, Wednesday and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1, at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Healdsburg Lumber Company and Hudson Street Design serve contractors and homeowners in Northern California. Here's General Manager Jill Gaylor.
Hudson Street Design is staffed with experienced, highly trained professionals and offers the finest products in Sonoma County. For windows, doors, finished hardware, skylights, cabinetry, window coverings, and plumbing fixtures, choose Hudson Street Design.
Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber Company. HudsonStreetDesign.com.
The Northwestern Bottles Collectors Association is having their annual Antique Bottles and Vintage Collectible Show at the Santa Rosa Vets Memorial Building this Saturday from 11 to 4 and Sunday from 9 to 3. Free appraisals and parking. Go to OldWestBottles.com.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. A little preparation will make your family safer in an emergency. A week's worth of food and water, radio, flashlight, batteries, and a first aid kit is a good start. To be prepared and learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
Don't forget more good listening every Saturday morning as we meet up with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen. That's at 11 o'clock today. Invite you into John's kitchen. We'll be chatting about pears from the Kelseyville Pear Festival this morning and some great pear recipe ideas. We'll also touch on figs as they're coming in fast and furious, and figs are somehow forgotten about to a lot of people. We're very blessed that we are able, without any effort whatsoever, to grow spectacular figs. And we'll also be welcoming Marc-Henri Baptiste, terrific chef and charcutier. He makes his own award-winning charcuterie. He's kind of under the radar, but we know that after we present him to you that a lot of people will want to discover the Maison Porcello, his wonderful company, and what this wonderful young chef is doing here in Sonoma County. All that coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so. From Windsor, Judy, it's your turn. Hello, Judy. What can we do for you today?
Hi.
Hi.
When last spring, I called in about my peach tree, which is a true dwarf, and it doesn't get enough freeze time here, so it only produces a half a dozen pieces of fruit a year. I wanted to replace it, and you suggested Rio Oso Jam or O. Henry.
Right.
And it seems like there was a third one that you suggested, but I didn't get it written down.
Well, my new favorite is called Frost.
Just Frost.
Yeah.
Okay.
I picked a few peaches off that tree this year, and oh my gosh, the flavor on that guy was amazing. And I think one of our listeners way back when called in and mentioned that. So, okay, I had to grow that, and I agree. That's a really good one. Very tasty.
Were those the peaches you brought in one time, Gwen, was a few weeks ago? Were those Frost peaches?
No, Rio Oso Jam.
Oh, those were great peaches, too.
Yeah, because that's an older tree, and that had a lot, but the Frost tree only had three on them.
Oh, all right.
And I ate them all.
Okay.
So if you don't have enough sun for that dwarf peach tree, why are you looking at other varieties?
No, I don't have enough freeze time for it.
Oh, freeze time. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, all three that I mentioned are doing really well in my yard, and I would go with one of those guys.
Okay. Are any of them cling free?
Good question. I never pay attention. So? Yeah, I never pay attention. I don't want to guess and say I don't think so, but that's what I'm thinking. I know Rio Oso Gem is not. Oh, Henry is not. And the Frost one, I just remember eating them, and then you pry the pit out, and that's it. So I honestly couldn't tell you, Judy.
Okay. And my third question is, do any of them come in a semi-dwarf?
They're all semi. Go ahead.
They're all semi-dwarf?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
How large do they get then?
Well, mine are probably, because I don't prune as much as I should, they're probably 13 to 15 feet high. But you can, and I don't have the open vase shaped pruning. It's a central leader, so it's pretty tall in the center and it just gets wide. So if you go and pick your tree during bare root season and you look at your tree after you've planted it and the branches that are growing outwards, I mean, you'll want to take off the central leader, and then that will help create that open vase shape, and it theoretically won't get any taller because you've just taken off that leader.
Okay.
So,
I was thinking last year I had planned to do that, and then when I woke up and realized it was past the bare root season, and I was wondering about ordering one ahead of time. So they'd call me and say, hey, come on and get this, and I'd get it in on time. Do they do that?
I think some nurseries do that. Yeah. Yes, take special orders and say, okay.
I know Sonoma Mission Gardens will.
Okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure.
I'm near Urban Tree Farm.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would do it.
I would call them. So. Well.
I think
all right,
they would,
thank you
yeah.
very much.
Yeah, okay. And it doesn't hurt to call and ask them if that's something that they can do. And if they do, great. And if not, then you can find another nursery that does that. But, you know, put it on your calendar for, early January. Get my bare root tree.
Yeah, that's always a good plan.
Yeah, no more procrastinating.
Yeah.
Like I do.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
Good talking with you. Next week, we have something great to look forward to. We are going to take a look, and actually we're going to post this on the KSRO website, Gwen Kilcher's experimental corn nut growing process and project.
Right? Not mine. It's actually my friend Tom.
But aren't you growing corn nuts?
For him.
Well, but on your property.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how are those plants faring?
Well, it's a variety called Hickory King, and this corn stalk, these corn stalks, are probably over 15 feet tall. Yeah. And you know what's bad is that these ears of corn are like 6 to 8 feet up in the...
15 feet?
Yes, they're huge.
It's as big as your sunflowers.
Yes, yes. They're huge. Unfortunately, when we had that high wind, those high winds in the evenings, some of them had fallen over. But they still have their roots attached to the ground. They didn't snap or anything. So they're just growing on the ground. And I have to wait for these corn stalks to completely die down. Mm-hmm. And the ear of corn is turned brown. Mm-hmm. And I will give them to Tom. And he's going to make corn nuts for us.
I can't. So he'll roast them and do the whole process.
Yeah, whatever it takes. I'm not sure what. But I agreed to grow them. So... Yeah. He can make the corn nuts.
Okay, well, keep us in the loop about that. That's
yeah, I'll
very
take a
exciting.
Picture of them because it's,
I'd like to,
it's like,
to see them.
Oh, well, first I didn't see any ears of corn on them for quite some time, and I went, there's something wrong with this variety. And then as they got 12 feet tall, here come the ears of corn way up over my head.
It's a sign of fall, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Halloween and corn nuts.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Right.
We'll be back after this.
Bennett Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team once again has won first place at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers. That makes it 15 years in a row. We have a bunch of beautiful award-winning azaleas left from the Sonoma County Fair, and we're offering them to the public. $15 each or two for $25 for a limited time while supplies last. The produce stand is open. We have heirloom tomatoes, including Cherokee Purple, Green Zebra, San Marzano, and Violet Jasper Cherries.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
I want to be an aerospace engineer.
Do you know that the fastest growing careers require STEM skills? And yet women make up only 25% of the STEM workforce.
I want to engineer robots.
I want to be an architect.
Too many girls and young women find themselves discouraged from pursuing science, technology, engineering, and math. Community-wise, Women Investing in STEM Equity is an initiative working to support the aspirations of young women interested in STEM training and careers.
Hi, I'm Jessica Sherry, the CEO at Golden State Lumber in the North Bay. I'd like to see more girls graduate with STEM degrees. At Golden State Lumber, science, technology, engineering, and math are the backbone of our business. We are proud to support this collaboration to provide career opportunities and build a strong workforce in our industry.
Girls in STEM, brought to you by Golden State Lumber in partnership with CTE Foundation's Community Wise. Visit ctesonomacounty.org and click the STEM resources page for programs and resources.
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's paradise.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Well, we just got the two-minute warning, Gwen. 2 minutes till Garden Talk's done for this Saturday. Reminding our listeners, if you missed hour number one, tomorrow's the 15th annual Tomato and Pepper Fest over at the Windsor Certified Farmers Market from 10 to 1. Taste over 30 varieties of tomatoes, salsa tasting, mimosas, Bloody Marys. If you missed the original Certified Farmers Market tasting last Saturday, you can go tomorrow to the Windsor one, which should be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, we had the wonderful Daniel Gibbs from Better Way Produce and Nursery over on Stony Point Road come into the greenhouse, and we did a great tomato tasting. And what were the favorites? Did you have a favorite of which Dan brought in that you might want to grow, Gwen?
Oh, I'm going to grow that little cherry one called Gold Nugget.
Yeah, oh, that was good. A good cherry tomato.
Not as sweet as the Snow Whites that I grow, yeah. But it has a more of a tomato-y taste. That was really nice.
Gold Nugget. And of course, your one. Snow White is one of the best cherry tomatoes I've ever.
Dan's going to grow
that one.
And the chocolate stripes one.
Now, that's the one that you grew, that chocolate stripe, and you gave me a few of those, and those were a superb tomato.
Yeah.
Just the right amount of give in the skin. Because, boy, to get that perfect balance of flesh and skin, the right acidity, the right sweetness, it's elusive, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it was sure fun, and we thank Dan for bringing those tomatoes in.
Yes.
Okay, next week, why don't we plan on coming here again? Into the greenhouse and do Garden Talk again.
Why not?
Sounds like a plan to me. Stick around following the news, Chef John Ash on the KSRO Good Food Hour. And join us next Saturday. We have Marion Parker and John Shribbs who have co-written the Petaluma Wetlands Field Guide. It's a brand new full-color illustrated book, a Petaluma Wetlands Alliance publication. They'll be in the greenhouse to chat with you about how you can improve your recognition when you go on hikes around the coast and the Greenland area. That's next Saturday on Garden Talk. I know you'll enjoy it. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.